This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan with Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, and we're here to talk about the relationships that we have with our families, our friends. Some of what we were talking about with Stephen Redding before we took our break had to do, we were talking about cemeteries, and I shared with him, Beth, about my experiences in Ireland and the transition that I had as I began to experience not a fear or a macabre feeling, but more of a, if it weren't for the people lying in the ground here, this town wouldn't exist. The life that these people have wouldn't even be here. And Stephen talks, of course, about how we sort of owe our present moment, if you will, to the people of the past, and that the people that will come after us will hopefully honor us in the same way by continuing on. And we're going to talk more about that with him. But we have a full moon coming up. We've got a lot of other things that are happening. But the primary issue that we want to kind of focus on has to do with family and relationships, which seems to permeate. We were talking about also the collectiveness of us as peoples and how we're working forward towards a better life. So what's happening in the stars and the skies, as well as the mathematical aspects and equations?
Right, right. Well, there's as we've been discussing, there's been a lot of energy in the sign of Cancer. There were several eclipses last month, and those always reveal many things. And one of the things that I've been seeing is, Oh, Max, my dog, wants to communicate here. Speaking of family members.
That's right.
One of the things I'm seeing a lot is because of the economy and things, a lot of families are realizing that they have to work together more. Mm. And they are dealing with the legacies of those that came before us. Mm-hmm. And like making a new model, creating a new model for the children. You know, one of the things I see so much is like families don't sit down together at the dinner table or the kitchen table and discuss problems in a, you know, more democratic way and solve them. You know, most of our families kind of resemble the American Senate and House of Representatives.
You know? I'm going to filibuster now.
Yeah, filibusters and power grabs, and it just doesn't work for anybody. And so one of the things that's happening now, there's a lot of energy in the sign of Cancer. There's a lot of energy in the sign of Libra, which is about harmony and balance and working together. Libra rules negotiating and compromising. And so there's a lot of windows of opportunity for that now. And so what I've been telling families is if there's problems that are coming up, it's an opportunity to grow closer together, to learn how to work better together, to have more of a functional rather than a dysfunctional family experience.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that means you have to put aside your own needs or neediness on a temporary basis so that you can be the adult in the room.
You know, it's an interesting thing you bring up specifically about sitting down for dinner or even for that matter breakfast. It was January of this year, and it was more due to the need to improve my health.
Right.
We started having breakfast.
I think we
went out and bought steel-cut oats and see what we liked, and we shifted over to cream of wheat because we really both like that. And
right.
Yes, we have eggs as well. But we actually sit down, and we're talking about not just Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
We're talking about Monday through Friday
every day before
we go to work. We've set aside a minimum, if we have more time, great, but a minimum of, say, 10 to 15 minutes. We can do a bunch of other things while the breakfast is cooking. And then we sit down, and we eat, and we chat a little bit, and the cats are around us, and it's wonderful. And yes, we're able to talk about maybe about what's coming up in the day or plans for when we get home or these kinds of things.
Strategies. You know, short-term little things like what's for dinner
and
long-term, you know, how are we paying the bills at the end of the month? And longer-term, you know, how about that vacation?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those are important things to talk about because if you don't talk about them,
nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
And the problem, the fear starts to grow and generate around them.
Exactly.
So it's just an extraordinary time. Well, Beth, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I encourage you folks to go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And we will talk to you again next week, Beth.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, and we're going to come back with Stephen Redding right here on this program.